because it's when. Brian Schimming, thanks very much for being here.
So great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So we know Wisconsin is important, but just how important is Wisconsin this election?
Well, I always like to say Wisconsin's not one of 50 states this year. We're one of five. It's probably more like seven. But the truth of the matter is, in Wisconsin, in the last 24 years, we've had 12 statewide races. We're about 6 million people, right? We've had 12 races in the last 25 years that were decided by 30,000 votes or less. So we are one of a handful of states. We are certainly a state that have had a lot of close races, including Ron Johnson's 2 years ago. So I'm certainly feeling the attention nationally, and I like that. It's good for us. And frankly, as you know, it's why the Republican National Convention is coming to Milwaukee.
What's at stake up and down the ballot here?
Just about everything. It's interesting. I was saying the other day that, you know, here we are, Wisconsin. Remember, we used to be called flyover country. Remember those years? And now we're kind of fly-in country. But there's a reason. We have a close presidential race. I think by anybody's telling, it's a close race here in Wisconsin. We have a close U.S. Senate race, which 6 months ago people wouldn't have guessed, but that we instantly had a close U.S. Senate race. Two target House races, obviously, both houses of the legislature. So Wisconsin, almost more than usual, is really a focus of national attention. We feel it at the state party, too.
You were just talking with me about money. Will Republicans in Wisconsin start to see the spigot flow?
Yeah, I mean, we're feeling it already in terms of the support nationally. The great thing for us with the new leadership of the Republican National Committee, Mike Wadley, they are completely focused, not just us, of course, but other target states as well. So we just hired a new political director this week. We're hiring additional field staff. We're actually one of the more built-out states in the country already on field staff, opening local offices. So, yeah, I mean, we'll have the resources we need.
Which voters, other than all of them, will Republicans be specifically kind of targeting?
Well, all of them's the right answer, but the truth is, I think the challenge for the Democrats, you see it in polling here in the state, the Marquette poll, as well as national polls, the president's hurting with a lot of his base groups. Young people, very, very close between he and President Trump. Hispanics as well. Biden is not doing nearly as well as he did with women when he first ran. So as you look at those different groups, there are plenty of opportunities for Republicans. But as I say to Republicans around the state, you have to go get those voters. You can't count on them not being unhappy with the incumbent or whatever, but they are very, very unhappy with the incumbent.
Speaking of voters, you have been pushing early voting for months, which is a total sea change for Republicans.
Yeah.
But the Republican Party of Wisconsin also officially opposed the use of ballot drop boxes in a case before the state Supreme Court.
Right.
Now I understand you are in support of those. What's the deal
we,
here?
We oppose the drop boxes because we feel as though there are that possibly is a subject for some fraud. But almost more importantly, here we are just a couple of months before the election again, and the state Supreme Court is acting like a second legislature and going in and changing campaign laws. Frankly, I don't think the drop box issue will be the last one we see from this Supreme Court. So I think there's a legitimate issue, and I get that some clerks around the state that they don't want all these changes, you know, until the law made in the run-up to the election. But yeah, we've opposed drop boxes. But to your point, I say to Republicans across the state, I was the first state chairman in the country to push early vote, and whether it's drop boxes or other potential changes, I have to deal with the laws as they are, and I'm going to.
And so that means you're saying you are promoting early voting, and if it turns out that drop boxes are legal again, you say, go ahead and drop your ballot.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm necessarily encouraging drop boxes. We're working on how we use that strategy as we go forward, but I will be dealing with laws, assuming there are some changes, and I wouldn't be surprised if there were.
Now, you say that Wisconsin Republican voters are all in on Donald Trump. Well, what about our spring primary where Nikki Haley got 13% of the vote?
Yeah, you saw that, you know, some of that in states around the country. I wasn't completely surprised by that. What counts for us is what we see on the polling and in the internal polling, which has Donald Trump in the 90s, you know, in the percentile that we need to win the state. So our base that we see in our numbers anyway is very hard for Donald Trump. Joe Biden has a serious problem with his base voters, to the subject we dealt with before. That's a huge problem for them, and it's showing here in Wisconsin.
So if your internal polling shows that, does that suggest that Republicans have forgiven and forgotten January 6 and all that happened before and after?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a matter of you know, all those things that they're goofing around with in the courts. It's not a matter of forgiving or anything. You know what's interesting about this race? It's not the typical incumbent challenger race, right? It's essentially a race between two incumbencies. And what we see in the polling is that people now know, they didn't know 4 years ago. Now they know what they were going to get with Joe Biden, which has been high inflation, high interest rates, bad GDP numbers. Now they know what they're getting between the two, and that's working for President Trump.
What about these court cases, like the one that President Trump is currently sitting in a courtroom with? That doesn't matter to Republican voters?
Well, it's not a matter of whether it matters to Republican voters. It's a matter, and you see this in the national polling right now, people have factored it in. It's overwhelming, actually, that people have factored it in. If that was a problem, if every court case that was filed against Donald Trump was a problem, he'd be 20 points behind right now, and the people are saying, we've had enough of the lawfare.
As to Wisconsin's key Senate race, other Republicans on our air have said that it would be very, very tough to beat Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. You obviously don't think that.
I don't. In fact, I was telling reporters last fall, I reminded a few the other day at a press conference, I was telling folks, look, if this Senate race gets real, we have the right level candidate to run a competitive race against Tammy Baldwin, she's in trouble. And the first three polls that came out put the race, the first one was about 6 points, and then the others were 3 and 1. So it's essentially a toss-up on that race, and the resources will be there to run that race. I mean, Tammy Baldwin's numbers collapsed immediately after she got a tough opponent in the race, and that has turned that into the, one of the most competitive U.S. Senate races in the country. Even 4 or 5 months ago, people were saying Tammy's too tough to beat. The polling doesn't show that, and she's a 95% voter with Joe Biden.
How do you think Wisconsin's new maps will change the legislature?
Yeah, I think it's hard to tell. I think the Senate seems like it's in a little better position. Senate Republicans are a little better position or in an okay position. The Assembly, I think, is more competitive. And as you know, I've done a lot of Assembly races around the state, so I'm familiar with the Assembly. But the Democrats, I feel as though we'll keep both. And the Democrats are going to have to find another excuse for losing. Because I think we will be victorious in both houses. And I know the state very, very well. And while you're right, I think the numbers will change. Does it automatically flip houses? I don't think so.
We will watch. In this pivotal election year, what is it like for Republicans to be hosting the National Convention in Milwaukee?
Well, as you know, I'm a homer. So I'm all about having the convention in Milwaukee. In fact, when I was doing radio in Milwaukee, when the Democrats announced in Milwaukee, I was even happy about that because I want it to be good for Milwaukee and for the whole state. The Republican convention will be, too. I'm excited, obviously, as state chairman, to be hosting the National Convention. But it's money, about $200 million spent. It's 50,000 people coming to the state. But even more, just, you know, for the Wisconsin economy, it's terrific. The whole world, not just the country, the whole world will be watching Wisconsin. And for Republicans, it's a way to pull our message together in front of a national audience with a 5-day show that I think is just going to be great for Wisconsin. I'm so excited.
All right. Brian Schimming, thanks very much.
So good to see you.